being aware of visuals in various sensory realms and balancing them. This is something I found really helpful. The technique I used here was to look at the visual field, sort of switch back and forth between the visual vibrations and the clicks and blips that were more of an auditory kinesthetic thing, and then try to sort of look at how they compared and sync them up, going back and forth between the different sensory realms. Color washes.
Color washes actually made up a very large part of what I was seeing. I personally tend to get purple and orangey colors. Having blobs of color washing across the field, expanding in rings or contracting in rings, or sort of washing up or down or whatever, were a large part of what I ended up seeing on this retreat, more so than on some other retreats. And they're just a very normal thing to see. They can be subtle. They can be quite bright and sparkly. They can be sort of more three-dimensional. They can be very flat. But they're just an extremely normal phenomenon to run into. They're just a very interesting object, at least for me.
I saw them a lot too, and I would investigate with curiosity the depth and the way that the color gradients would change across space.
And for me, the color washes started to appear later. And when they did arise, it was violet washes. And then slowly after that, it edged into the color being part of the formations, the form of molten lava. Other than that, I had a lot of gray. And what seemed like the gray and white and blackish, grayish kind of sparkly, shimmery movement. So I would say that I was excited to see the color, but I didn't get a lot of it.
Comparison with psychedelics.
It was really interesting to be able to watch the visuals come on almost in slow motion over a matter of days rather than within the first half an hour of a psychedelic taking effect. I think that doing this practice will help me to navigate future trips because I'll have more of a sense of the way in which I'm helping to generate the visuals by what I choose to focus on or put my energy into, and ways in which I might be able to pull it back from going into a potentially darker space by emphasizing too much of one aspect rather than another. For example, on this retreat, I found that my mind naturally wanted to tunnel, meaning fly forwards at what felt like 1,000 miles an hour, but that created a narrower and narrower headspace, which wasn't the most psychologically healthy. So understanding which aspects of the visuals you're emphasizing and how they correlate with different, what you could think of as elemental psychological properties, will be a useful tool in future psychedelic experiences.
I personally wanted to cultivate the more pedestrian path to these sorts of states. And while I appreciate access that psychedelics can unlock from a standpoint of stimulus, personally, I have an incentive to bring those states up more inductively. And so having the time and space to cultivate the neural pathways and the body and what needs to for it to happen intrinsically on its own, even though it takes longer and it feels slow, is something that is important to me. And it also feels more connected to something authentic about the arising within myself and offers a different quality in terms of meeting the arising visuals.
I agree totally with that. There's definitely a similarity in the closed eye visuals that I've had on psychedelic trips. But one of my favorite sayings about psychedelics is that psychedelics are like looking at the mountain with binoculars and thinking you're there, which is very true. Doing this actually puts you there in a way that psychedelics don't quite manage. This feels more real, more authentic. So if psychedelics are something you're interested in, this is definitely something you should try.
Having some wonderful experiences on psychedelics, and these experiences not only being something visually spectacular, not at all. It was just this clarity of fully being engaged with the present moment. After this retreat, I kind of confirmed to myself that meditation brings me to the same place. And I might add it maybe even to a better one. It just feels wonderful to be able to own this experience in this very intimate way through meditation when I don't need an external agent or factor to put me there. It makes this so much more real. It makes it so much more integrated with my life.
If you're considering doing a retreat like this, I think that there is something to be said for people knowing that they can handle themselves on psychedelics if they're going to do a retreat like this. Because sometimes retreats like this can get kind of weird. I wouldn't consider psychedelics necessarily a prerequisite. But if you're... But if you are talking to people who might or might not go on a retreat with you, ask them if they have done psychedelics, how they handled it. And if they handled it really badly, maybe this isn't the sort of thing they should be doing necessarily, or just make sure they have adequate support, because there are some distinct similarities, both emotionally and visually. Depending on how much you put into the practice, it can actually get quite strange at points. And knowing that you can handle strange and some experience handling strange is a really good thing to have on one's resume for a retreat like this, one way or the other.
That's how I got here.
In defense of psychedelics, I think that they do put you in as real a place as the casino practice does. But the difference for me is that you don't have the prolonged period of time in which to process and integrate any of the psychological content and issues that might arise while that concentration is increasing. So that's the real value for me in the casino practice. I still think that psychedelics are very, very valuable. The casino practice does make me want to take more caution and care in my future psychedelic practice, having seen just how much psychological material is brought up over the course of 2 weeks, when in that time you still haven't quite gotten, or for me, I haven't gotten to the place that I've gotten on high doses of psychedelics on this retreat. And yet that level of concentration must have allowed me to access that same amount of psychological material.
I actually did get to a place that was extraordinarily powerfully psychedelic one night when I lay down a little over halfway into the retreat, when all of a sudden the white and gold ignited before my eyes, is just laying there on the bed like I was looking at the back end of a rocket engine, you know, with fire just blazing brilliantly, and there were all these crazy state shifts washing through my body and bizarre shifts of consciousness, and suddenly my thoughts felt like they were 6 feet behind this head, and then all of a sudden my body disappeared and I was in a realm of, you know, this massive screen of brilliant sparkling diamonds arranged in extraordinarily regular sort of font-like, almost geometric patterns with U's and upside-down U's and straight lines all interlocking in this sort of crystalline, brilliant, harsh, very like full-on DMT kind of way, and moving around in ways that seemed at once static and yet very fast at the same time. I don't even know what that means, but it made sense at the time. And there was no stopping this. The body was gone. It was just totally in the experience. And then eventually it calmed down, and I actually found it somewhat disconcerting because I actually don't like DMT. Still, like, it can be quite full on sometimes, and sometimes unexpectedly so. So shouldn't be underestimated.
Also in defense of psychedelics, the same way psychedelics kind of showed me the way where meditation can get you, the circle comes back around where meditation, I think, will make my future psychedelic trips more helpful. I kind of feel better after these experiences from fire casino retreat. I feel safer to explore psychedelics deeper.
And on a slightly less extreme note, on terms of the visual issues, was a couple of nights when I closed my eyes, I sort of still got images coming up, even though I wasn't intending to practice, which could be a little uncomfortable, disturbing. Not the images themselves, just the fact that meditation seemed to be doing itself. So it was helpful to have that normalized with discussions of psychedelic experiences. Sort of know to just wait it out or do something different.